Okay, lots of options, plenty of options. What was the point of having a neurosis if you didn't do it properly? Nathan's room offered 6 night lights, 3 table lights, and 2 standing lamps. The overhead light worked, which meant there had to be electricity to at least part of the room. She just had to find those outlets, get those lights humming. She moved quicker now. Nathan was lifting his head from her shoulder as if sensing her agitation.
Mommy, why it's...
I know, sweetheart, I know. The damn bear lamp didn't work. $200. She'd found it in Denver and mailed it home as a gift. The antique brass desk light. $500 from a tiny little shop on Charles Street, also out of commission. She moved to the standing lamps, halogen bulbs, the kind that illuminated the entire ceiling. Nothing. More night lights now. Small little specks of radiance topped with stained glass images, or a red plastic Elmo, or a beaming Winnie the Pooh. They had to work, at least 1 or 2 or 3. Dear God, something in the monstrous room had to break up the dark. She was breathing too hard, panting, really. Nathan pushed rigidly away from her body, arching his spine in growing distress.
White, white, white!
I know, I know, I know. Fuck the room. It was too big, too vast. What did 2 people need with a space this huge? She cradled her son close and bolted for his adjoining bath. Quick flick of the finger and she snapped on the overhead light, waiting for the white-tiled space to come brilliantly into view. Nothing. She clicked again, then again. Hysteria was coming now. She could feel it bubbling up in her throat. Nathan kicked in her arms.
Mommy, 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 where are the whites? I want white!
I know. Shh, baby, shh. It came to her. His closet. The small walk-in space boasted 2 more 60-watt bulbs. They could curl up on the floor, taking refuge in a puddle of illumination. It would get them through the night. Nathan, love, we're going to have an adventure. She rubbed his back, trying to calm him as she whirled out of the bathroom and bolted for the closet. She rolled back the mirror panel door, reached in her hand and found the switch. Click. Light. Bright, brilliant, wondrous light. It flooded the scene, reaching glowing tendrils to each dark corner, shoving back the shadows. Lovely, lovely light. Catherine took one look inside the closet. Then she stuffed her hand in her mouth to muffle the scream. They were there in the middle of the floor, right where she would see them, every single bulb from every single light. They'd been taken out, then arranged into one simple 3-letter word. Boo. Catherine forced her son's face back down into her neck. She stumbled away from the closet. She careened down the hall, clambered down the stairs. In the foyer, she grabbed her coat, her purse, her car keys. Didn't look at the uniformed officer, didn't bother to talk. She burst out of the front door of the townhouse.
White! White! White!
Nathan was sobbing. But there was no light. She understood it better than anyone. Now it was just her and Nathan alone in the dark.
End of disc 7.